Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
No, Kamala Harris didn't just go through a period of temporary insanity, and neither did the Democrat Party, despite what Van Jones wants you to think. Welcome back to the show. It is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Despite what Van Jones says in the CNN clip that I'm about to play for you, Kamala Harris, the Democrat Party, didn't just go through a period of crazy. Okay, this is who the Democrat Party is. Democrat Party today is the same as it was 4 years ago. Van Jones, who was a commie and was with Barack Obama and part of the commies of Barack Obama, he knows better. But they're all trying to pretend like in 2020, 2019, the Democrat Party had a period of temporary insanity. It wasn't real. And they got over that, and now they're just back to being normal. Don't fall for this. Don't believe this. They weren't on a pogo stick of crazy. They are a pogo stick of crazy. That's the difference. That's the distinction. Listen to this.
I'll tell you, it's not just Kamala Harris that's moved. Our whole party was on some weird pogo stick in 2020. We had all kind of ideas that turned out to be bad ideas.
It's called Black Lives Matter.
And she's yet to be able to explain why she shifted.
That was the pogo stick. It was equity.
Okay, that was it. They were just on, it was a pogo stick of crazy. It's not really who they are. Don't believe that. This is the game they're trying to play here. You know, if you look at what their policy positions were in 2019 and 2020, this wasn't a period of temporary insanity. This is who the Democrats are. This is what they believe. They believe in these crazy progressive Marxist socialist ideas. They do. They stand for these things. This is why Kamala Harris talked about price gauging and food controls, price controls. Have we forgotten about that now? Have we just completely forgotten that she went out there and said those things? Because she did. She went out there and said those things, and she talked about that. So explain to me how all of a sudden we're supposed to believe now that these are normal people. You want to know how I can tell you that Kamala Harris is still as kooky and crazy as ever? Ben and Jerry's. Yes, Ben and Jerry's, the people that back Mumia. Ben and Jerry's, the two of the nuttiest. Well, they want you to believe Ben and Jerry's is just this little mom and pop scoop shop of an old gas station in Vermont. Stop it. They are a global company owned by a global food conglomerate, and they're worth a lot of money. And Ben and Jerry, a couple hippies, got paid close to $400 million for Ben and Jerry's by Unilever. But nevertheless, they pretend like they're still with the people. And they've unveiled a new Kamala Harris ice cream flavor. Yes! Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield are unveiling a new ice cream flavor called Kamala's Coconut Jubilee. Well, because she fell out of a coconut tree. As part of the Get Out the Vote initiative to elect Vice President Harris and other down-ballot candidates. Cohen and Greenfield will join progressive political organization Move On Political Action for its Scoop the Vote ice cream truck tour, which kicks off in Philadelphia September 16th. The same day, early voting begins in PA. For the next month, the ice cream truck tour will make stops in more than 20 cities in battleground states, but starting with our own city of Philadelphia next week. During the stop, organizers will distribute free ice cream and giveaways and help people make a plan to vote by November 5th. The Move On press release said there will be special guests, including elected officials and activists, who will also stop by on the tour. Move On Scoop the Vote ice cream tour truck will meet voters where they are and help mobilize their communities to defeat Trump once and for all, said the group's executive director. The nuts that they are. I hope there's nuts in this ice cream flavor because it deserves to have nuts because they're nuts. But here's something else to remember, too. Judge people by the character of the company they keep. The crazies are people like Ben and Jerry. They were all about defund the police. They were all about the idea of this. And they're still siding with the cop killer, Mumia. Still siding with him to this day. Still helping to raise money for this. This is who they are. The Harris-inspired ice cream is branded under Ben's Best, not the traditional Ben and Jerry's. The coconut flavor is a nod to Harris's viral coconut tree meme, which stemmed from an anecdote the vice president told about her mother that resurfaced in the last few weeks. The symbol of the coconut tree soon became a sign of support for the Democrat nominee. The coconut tree meme. What do coconut trees have in common with Vice President Harris? The tropical fruit-bearing plant has quickly become an informal symbol of support for a presidential campaign. And thanks to an anecdote her mother told her years ago. And now you've got all these people putting pictures of coconuts out there. You know what I think? I think coconuts are nuts. That's what I think. Coconuts are nuts. No, really, it's like a thing. Well, don't you know that? I mean, if somebody says they fell out of a coconut tree, isn't that nuts? Isn't that the very definition of crazy? I'm asking because it's that's what it sounds like to me. You know what I mean? That's what it sounds like to me.
My mother she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you. My mother used...
You, it, what, huh? And that cackle, oof, that laugh, that crazy laugh. So now you have a coconut tree ice cream from Ben and Jerry's. Okay. We're going to talk to Grover Norquist. He is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. They have an entire plan to expose Kamala Harris and everything that they're doing about Kamala's economics. And we're going to talk to Grover about that because I want you to know the truth about who Kamala Harris is. And I don't want to play these games where we act like her economic policies are going to be great. Listen, I've said this before, and this is the theme of the week here. And I want to be very, very clear on this point. You know, other talk show hosts out there give you the analysis of a debate like it was a boxing match. Who won? Who lost? This isn't a sporting contest. I mean, I know I got my Eagles shirt on today, but I know nothing about sports, as you know. And it's okay. I was down in the Italian market today walking around. So a couple funny stories for you. First of all, I go into Sarcone's Bakery. Sarcone's has, their bread. I mean, good luck not eating it is all I'm going to say. The seeded, fantastic. Anyway, so I'm in there. I'm waiting to buy my bread and cookies. And they got Fox News on in the background. So there's another customer ahead of me. So, you know, she pays, she leaves. A woman packs up my bread, packs up the cookies. And I say to her, do you always watch Fox News? She goes, it's just on. I said, it's okay. I'm going to be on Fox News tomorrow night. She goes, you are? I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to be on Fox News tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon. She goes, yes, we always keep it on. But I really can't. I got to be careful. I said, I get it. I totally understand. I went into so then I'm walking down the street in the Italian market. I took a couple videos, posted them on Instagram and YouTube. I walk over to Angelo's Pizza. Now, when Dave Portnoy was in Philly recently, he said that it was the best pizza in Philadelphia. He said it was the best. That's what he said. I happen to agree with that assessment. I think it's outstanding. So I talked to Vinny, who's the owner, and he's got this shirt on because I see him. He's standing there. He's smoking a cigarette. He's got his big Italian gold chain on, and he's got his Trump Forever shirt on. It's a picture of Trump holding up his fist after the assassination attempt. So I went over there and I chatted with him, talked about a whole bunch of different things. And this is just, I asked him, give me a little message for President Trump. Like a little message of what you want to say.
In the dough.
All right, what do you want to say to President Trump? He's going to see
this. Trump, I love you, buddy. I love you. And keep on fighting.
Love it.
All right.
See? Keep on fighting. Love you, buddy. Now, I played you the full clip earlier in the show today of what he had to say, but I think it's really important. Here you got a business guy. You got a business guy who understands exactly why Kamala Harris is bad for America. So let's talk about the debate, since I'm not a guy who's going to score this like a boxing match of who won and who lost. There's nuances here, as I've explained all week. And the reason why you are the smartest audience and the most loyal audience in the history of talk radio is because you understand that. You understand how I process things. You understand the nuance and the analysis that I bring. It's not just as simple as who won and who lost. Let's understand. Donald Trump didn't win. Kamala Harris didn't win. Because it's not about winning. Let's understand what a debate is about. It's about persuasion. This is not about a boxing match. This is not a football game. The question is, what was your job that night? Trump goes in there as the front runner. Trump goes in there as the guy that more people trust on the economy. Look at the New York Times Siena College poll. More people believe he's the centrist. More people believe he's the one who can fix the economy. That's where he goes in. He starts there. What is winning for him? It's walking out that night without anybody thinking differently about those things. So from that perspective, he wins. Did he win the debate? I don't even understand what that concept is. Did he win? This isn't college. This isn't a college debate course where you have to sit there with judges and they his job that night was to leave that stage with people still believing he's the best guy to handle the economy, period. And he did that. He achieved that. Kamala Harris did not win that debate because the metric for Kamala Harris to win that debate, very simply, was she had to persuade undecided voters to trust her on her economic plan. She did not do that. Therefore, Kamala Harris lost the debate if you're looking at it like a boxing match. Because how can you win if a debate is about persuasion? What is the purpose of a debate? Purpose of a debate is to persuade people that your ideas are better, that your ideas are what matter most. And if you can't do that, you haven't won. Now, you may win on style, you may win on appearance, you may win on phony facial expressions and all that stuff, but that doesn't count. In the real world, from the Zioli score, did you persuade me to believe that I can trust you on the economy when I know Trump's better, even if I don't like him? No. That's what the undecided voters have said. That's what Trafalgar found in their poll. Trafalgar found majority of people viewed her as the winner, but they're still voting for Trump. So then how is she the winner? How is she the winner then? So you go, well, Rich, why do you say Trump didn't win the debate? I say that from the perspective of I know that he could have just clobbered her and ended it in one night. That's all from that perspective. But he didn't lose the debate. Do you understand what I mean? Because he started that night with people trusting him on the economy. He ended that night with people trusting him on the economy. And as time goes on, more people will realize the debate was a loss for Kamala Harris. As the feel-good sugar high of the night begins to leave the system, more people will realize that debate was a loss for Kamala Harris. And that Kamala Harris lost the debate because she failed to persuade undecided voters to support her economic policies. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And you know as well as I do, that everybody who watched that debate, everybody knows that they were better off under Trump than they were under this administration. That's it. They know this. You know this too. You know that you were better off under Trump than you were under Kamala Harris. Bottom line. And you were under Joe Biden. And if you think I'm wrong on that point, just go with the people who have said, I don't like Trump personally, but I know I was better. I know I was better off. I had more money in my pocket. Things mattered more to me. I was in a better position. I was better. Dave Portnoy, who went to Angelo's Pizza in South Philly and said it was the best pizza in Philadelphia, he confirms that he's voting for Donald Trump. He's voting for Trump for president. He confirmed that point. He was talking to Stuart Vardy about this, and he said basically, I mean, he said a bunch of different things, but I mean, the bottom line here is that Portnoy, who reaches a lot of people, he's got a big presence on social media. He said, you know, he's going to vote for Trump. Let's take a quick listen.
Yeah, of course I'm going to be watching. You know, I'm curious to see how it goes. We really haven't heard anything from Harris, so I'm just curious to see how she speaks, how she responds. But the truth of the matter is I don't think this debate is going to change how really anybody votes. The problem with this country, everybody's already made up their mind. They're so entrenched. This election, I think, is just going to come down to who can get their people to get out more. But nobody, I don't think, is flip-flopping based on what's going to happen. I think it'll be a soundbite fest.
But it comes down to who looks presidential, who looks like they can handle the Oval Office, either again for Trump or first time for Harris. That is perception, is demeanor that's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super important. But again, I'd go back to, I don't know that it matters. Like, the people who are going to vote Democratic are going to vote Democratic no matter what. They could probably wheeled out Joe Biden and had, you know, lettuce coming out of his head. They'd still vote. We're so entrenched in who we want already. It's really hard to change minds.
True. I got you down as a Trump guy, Dave. Are you? Are you prepared to say out who you are? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm voting for Trump. I don't know that I'd call myself a Trump guy. Like, if I thought there was a candidate that was better, I would be open to having that. Like, I didn't vote for him in the I wouldn't have voted for him in the Republican primaries, but I'm voting for him now.
Okay, you got a big prediction. You think Caitlin Clark and the Indiana?
There you go. He's voting for him now. Yeah, he is voting for him now. And that, I mean, you know, to be a Trump guy, he's a Trump voter. So let's think about this now. Let's use that as just a microcosm of what I've been saying. All right. If you are somebody who was unsure, you know, you don't like Trump personally, you just don't like Trump, you think to yourself, the guy's brash, he's whatever it is, right? And you're open to somebody else, so you watch that debate thinking, I could be open to Kamala Harris. Did you, at the end of that debate, think, I'm going to take a risk, I'm going to roll the dice on Kamala Harris and I'm going to trust her? No. No, you didn't. That's the bottom line. You didn't. Even Mika Brzezinski can't understand this.
Voters said they were glad she has a tax and economic plan, but they want to know how it will become law when Washington is so polarized. They know she wants to give assistance to first-time home buyers, but doubted that it was realistic. And Jeremy, I ask you, is their answer Donald Trump? Because I guess I see the questions. I think there was only so much that she could do in that debate in order to be as effective as she was. And I agree. There are a lot more questions. Of course, I would love to ask Kamala Harris about her leadership style and her plans and how she plans to execute. But are those undecided voters saying, I'm going to kind of lean Trump here because I want change? I don't get it.
I don't. Yeah, they want change away from this administration. They want change away from this administration's policies. That's what they wanted. That's what they wanted. And if you disagree with that point, then you're not paying attention to what people out there are saying. You're not paying attention to what people are saying out there.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we're still getting a lot of reaction from the big debate the other night. And my buddy Andy Bloom, president of Andy Bloom Communications, he's got a piece over at broadandliberty.com. Always follow his stuff over there. It's great. Andy, we were talking earlier this week. We were texting back and forth about the debate. And I think by now we've realized Kamala Harris failed to sway the undecided voters over to her column. And I think that that's what the data is showing us. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Rich. Good to be here. Yeah, I think that's true. I don't think there's any question that she won the night, but obviously she didn't win the election. And you can tell that because immediately after refusing to do a second or third debate, immediately after the debate, she's asking for another debate. Well, that's not because she wants to have another night like she had this week. She wants to have another debate to close the deal. And she knows she did not close the deal. And that's because she was so busy focused on trying to make Trump look bad, which she helped Trump to make Trump himself look bad, that she failed to do what she needed to do, which was explain, A, the past 3.5 years, B, what she's going to do moving forward, and C, separate herself from Joe Biden. And those were the failures that she had on Tuesday night.
Yeah. And so for her, that's a huge failure. I mean, that's fatal, because if she can't convince everybody in that one debate that they should trust her, I view the undecided voters. Tell me what you think of my theory on this. Undecided voters are people that probably know America was better with Trump. It was better for their bottom line, better for the economy. They may not like him personally. They may have issues with him. They're open to change, but they're very reluctant to take a risk on somebody like Kamala Harris. So they needed to hear from her, hey, I can trust you, even though you've said all these wacky things, even though you're part of this administration. And I don't think they were swayed by that. So at the end of the day, I think a lot of people probably went into that debate not liking Trump, didn't like Trump during the debate, may not like him after, but may say, I got to just hold my nose and vote for the guy because she's too much of a risk when it comes to my 401k, the economy and everything else.
Well, I think that you're right. They don't like him and don't want to vote for him, but do remember that things were better. They're looking for permission to vote for her.
Right.
And they saw somebody who they think is probably more steady and calm and better than they remember her, but she hasn't quite given them enough yet to be convinced to vote for her.
You know, Andy, the other thing, too, is that
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo,
the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Look at the debate itself. I think people probably, when it was over, had a different reaction as time goes on. Because by today, I think most people who looked at that debate are thinking like we're thinking, which is that she just did not close the deal. Trump didn't end it that night. But now the question is it a good decision by him to not do another debate? Does he just walk away from this, you think, or should he get on the stage with her again?
Well, it depends. First of all, I would not get on the stage on one of the mainstream media networks under no circumstances.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say after that performance by ABC News, I'm not willing to get up there with the hostile media again. So if you want to debate me, you're doing it on Fox News, and that's the end. The day before the debate, I think Trump probably wins the election with 47, maybe 48%, but he wins it with an electoral college victory, not with a popular vote victory. And at best, that gives him a handicapped presidency. I think he needs to win the popular vote. And I think he needs to do that by A, totally putting her away, and B, something that we talked about in our last discussion. You know, the best line I've seen Trump use was in that Sean Hannity town hall where he said, I know you don't like me. You may not like me, but you have to vote for me. And we talked about that being one of the 22 immutable laws of marketing. If you admit a negative, prospects will give you a positive. And I think Trump has to come out and say, I know that I'm not a warm, likable, fuzzy guy that people like, but I'm what you need in a president. Really, can you really picture dealing with the mullahs in Iran? Can you really picture Hamas taking her seriously? What do you think Putin will do to her? What do you think she will do to her? I can't picture it myself. I just can't. When I look at her, I just try to imagine what the mullahs will think when President Harris is who they're dealing with. I know what Hamas will do to her. And she's already, when she talks about Israel, she's already doing the fine people on both sides excuse for Israel. Trump is right when he says Israel won't exist in 2 years if she becomes president. I just think Trump really needs to kind of go with that kind of line of thinking, because what he can't win is the popularity contest. He's not going to win that. So he needs to admit, and I would do this in the debate. It would be part of my closing statement. Look, I know I'm not the most likable guy, but I am the guy you want in the White House when Vladimir Putin decides to invade a country. I am the guy you want dealing with Hamas. They are scared of me. They are scared S-less of me. And they should be scared of me, because I won't allow what has happened over the past 4 years in foreign countries. I will get inflation down. And he needs to say how he'll get inflation down. I'll get inflation down by cutting the red tape and rules that I cut already in 2017 and that the Biden administration put back in. I'll tell you what drill, baby, drill means. It means making us energy independent by opening the leases on federal lands that the Biden administration has been taken to court on twice and still has the minimum number of federal leases. And when she talks about oil production being so high, that's all going on in private lands in Texas. And she will stop fracking. When she tells you that her values are the same, believe her. Bernie Sanders has told you that she'll say anything. Believe Bernie Sanders if you don't believe me. Her values haven't changed, and her opinion on fracking hasn't changed. And CNN fact checked her and said that she's never find one time before the magic wand was waved and she became the nominee on July 24th, and see if you can find one statement where she said, I, not Joe Biden, I, Kamala Harris, am in favor of fracking. If you can find that, I'll eat my shoes. You can't find that statement, Democrats, liberals, Kamala. You can't find it because it doesn't exist.
Andy Bloom is my guest, president of Andy Bloom Communications. He serves communications director for Representative Michael Turner of Ohio. Follow him at AndyBloom.com on X. Now, let's talk about the vice presidential debate. Trump came out today at a press conference in California earlier, and he said Tim Walz was the worst pick for vice president. Even Nate Silver acknowledged that that was probably the biggest mistake Kamala Harris's campaign has made. And had she picked a Josh Shapiro, she might be in a very different position. But there is supposed to be a vice presidential debate. It's going to be on one of the, you know, corporate media networks. It's not going to be on Fox News. So should J.D. Vance do it? Should he go into the lion's den against Tim Walz?
Well, I think J.D. Vance should do it, and the reason I think he should do it is because I think he's a great debater.
Yeah.
I think he's a great explainer. And Tim Walz isn't. You know, during the CNN Dana Bash interview, he tried to wipe away all of the lies that he's made by saying, sometimes I use bad grammar. He's a high school teacher. Did you ever have a high school teacher who used bad grammar? I didn't. High school teachers use good grammar. So what J.D. Vance will do that I think Trump didn't do is listen carefully to what Walz says and call him out on the spot for his lies. Boom. That's a lie, and here's the fact. I think he can fact check him in real time. I think NBC is going to be a little more cautious after the ABC debacle. But here's the other thing that J.D. Vance isn't afraid to do. If the moderator starts to put his thumb on the scale, J.D. Vance will call the moderator out on the spot.
He will.
And that's how you handle it in a debate. If the moderator isn't playing fair, you stop and you address the moderator. You don't argue with him. You don't yell at him. You just say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was going to be 3-1. I'll let you two debate for a minute. I'll sit back. Let me know when you want me to answer questions instead of me debating you. Let me know when you want me and Governor Walz to debate instead of me debating you. That's what you do, pure and simple. Otherwise, you have to focus on what Walz says. You have to ask Walz the question that the moderator isn't asking, and you have to fact check Walz in real time. And I think Vance, who went to Yale and learned to debate in the Yale Law School, I think he's going to do a marvelous job. And Walz, unlike Harris, I don't think Walz is going to come in with a memorized set of facts. I think he's just good old boy Timmy Walz, who's going to speak off the top of his head, use bad grammar, and use the lies that he always used. So I really do think you're going to see a role reversal in the vice presidential debate. The unfortunate part is I don't know that it matters that much. Vice presidential debates are usually pretty inconsequential.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I agree with your analysis 100%. J.D. Vance should do it. I think J.D. Vance will clobber him, no question about it. And we'll be watching, and it'll certainly be a lot of fun. Andy Bloom, always a pleasure to catch up with you, buddy. I appreciate it. You're in Minnesota, so you're in ground zero. Do you agree with Trump's assessment that he's the worst vice presidential pick?
Yeah, I think it was an absolute mistake. You know, Minnesota is certainly going to go Democratic as it has in every election since 1972. You know, maybe if Biden were still on the ticket, Minnesota would be in play. But once Biden was off the ticket, Minnesota really, really came off the board, and it really didn't matter. What Walz does is it reaffirms, and I think this is part of what he should be campaigning. Walz reaffirms that Harris is a full-fledged San Francisco lunatic left liberal. That's why she picked him. And all you have to do, and I wrote about this on a previous Broad and Liberty column, I wrote about all of the rules that he's passed here. And, you know, real briefly, one of the points, you have another second, Richie?
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the things that was covered in the debate is this idea of infants born alive. Now, they don't kill them. That's not correct. They don't kill infants that are born alive after abortion. What they do is they allow them to die. And that is true. And Trump was referring to something by Governor Northrup, that former Virginia Governor Northrup, that you can find on YouTube. But I want to refer you to an article on something called thedispatch.com. And the headline is, claims about children born alive after abortion attempts in Minnesota are true. Since Tim Walz became governor, there have been eight babies born after late-term abortion, born alive, that were all then subsequently allowed to die. They weren't murdered. It wasn't infanticide. They were just left to die. That's what happened. You can read this. Those numbers are not coming from a, quote, right-wing media source. Those numbers are coming from the Minnesota Department of Health. In 2023, one of the laws, and again, this is in my column that I previously wrote, one of the laws Tim Walz signed into law was previously, and this previous law was also signed by a Democratic governor in the state of Minnesota, if a fetus was born alive after an abortion, the doctor legally had to use every effort to keep it alive. Tim Walz signed a law repealing that previous law, and a doctor is no longer obligated to keep that fetus alive. When that law passed, and it actually happened, and the fetus was allowed to wither and die, Tim Walz did something else. He changed the reporting requirements, so you no longer have to report that it happened. That was because there were eight instances when it did happen under the Walz administration. Again, you can read that at thedispatch.com. Claims about children born alive after abortion attempts in Minnesota are true. So this theory, it's true that you're not allowed to kill a live infant, but an abortion that goes wrong and produces a live fetus are allowed to die. That is true. Whether that's infanticide or not, that's a word game I won't play. But it is true that after late-term abortions, fetuses are born alive and they are allowed to die. It happens here in the state of Minnesota. It's happened eight times when Tim Walz was governor. And that is disgusting, gross, and horrible to think of that they would allow it.
Andy Bloom, bringing the thunder on a Friday. Thanks, my friend. Follow him on X at AndyBloom.com. Talk to you again very, very soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, I'm so ready to get out of here. It's Friday the 13th. It's Friday. I'm about to eat my Angelo's pizza. I'm so excited. So excited. But before I get out of here and turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, a couple things I wanted to mention to you. First of all, I want to remind you, a month from today, we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel, of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place, for our next live show, October 11th, Friday, October 11th. It's going to be great. It's Columbus Day weekend. So you can make a weekend out of it, and we'll hang out together and have some fun, and it'll be great. So mark your calendar, all right? Friday, October 11th, Grand Hotel, Cape May, New Jersey. Tomorrow night, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla. I will be on the show, 10 p.m., Fox News Channel. Set your DVR, all right, so you don't miss it. I don't want you to miss it. Recapping a very big story that broke during the show today, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has now said that, yes, ballots that are not dated on the exterior envelope, the mail-in ballots, can be thrown out. They should be thrown out. That's a huge deal, and it broke today during the show. Shout out to my friend Linda Kearns for sending it to my attention as Matt DeSanctis, the traitorist, was busy shoving his face with cookies from Locals Bakery. But we have the story nonetheless, and it's a very big deal. So up until this ruling today, the argument was that if you did not date the ballot as the law required, it had to be counted anyway, because your civil rights are being violated because you made a mistake. You made a mistake. Nobody deprived you of a pen. Nobody deprived you of a calendar. None of those things, but somehow it was a violation of your civil rights if you didn't fill out a ballot properly. Well, today the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, even though it's a liberal court, overturned that, and that's great. By the way, for my Polish friends in the Zioli Army, and you know who you are, Polish Americans are very important, and in Pennsylvania, they have tended to lean Republican. Kamala Harris is trying to court you, and she's going to places like, I guess, Port Richmond, but there's a lot of Polish Americans down there. 700,000 Polish Americans in Pennsylvania. So she's trying to court you, and she's trying to win you over. Don't buy it. All right, don't buy it. She's using Putin as the cudgel there to turn around and say, you know, if we don't stop Putin now, well, he's going to be invading Poland. He's not going to be invading Poland. Stop it already. Stop it. All right, so this is a very, very big deal, and I can't emphasize this enough. If you're just joining me, Pennsylvania voters will have their mail-in ballots thrown out if they do not write accurate dates on the envelopes they use to return them under a state Supreme Court ruling issued today that could impact the presidential race. The state's high court ruled on procedural grounds, saying a lower court that found the mandate unenforceable should not have taken up the case because it did not draw in the election boards in all 67 counties. Counties administer the nuts and bolts of elections in Pennsylvania, but the left-leaning groups that filed the case only sued two of them, Philadelphia and Allegheny counties. Now, remember something. The law is the law. If you don't like the law, you change the law. But we can't have our courts turning around and just deciding that they're going to just rewrite the law from the bench. That's not how it's supposed to work. And if you're an idiot, if you made a mistake, if you made a mistake and you did this wrong, then your vote should not count. And nobody's depriving you of your civil rights. Nobody is depriving you of your ability to vote if you don't do it the right way. Now, Josh Shapiro was all over this when the lower court ruled that those ballots have to be counted. He was saluting it. Now, as of my last check, he has said nothing regarding this Supreme Court decision. So that's where things stand. And this is going to be a big deal because we're talking about, I think they said it could be like 10,000 ballots that are thrown out as a result of this across the Commonwealth. This election could be decided by 10,000 votes. And you know where those votes are. The reason why Democrats are fighting for this is because they know that the people who are too idiotic to fill out a ballot properly are voting for Democrats. Be honest. Be honest. If you're an idiot and you can't fill out a ballot properly, you're voting for a Democrat. Bottom line. So I don't want your vote to count because you couldn't follow instructions. And either way, if you don't like the law, then change the law. Go through the legislature and change the law the way you're supposed to. You're not supposed to legislate from the bench. It's ridiculous. So this is a big deal. So good. I'm very, very happy. Very happy that that played out. Oh, you know, speaking of Pennsylvania, I had this clip I meant to get to earlier today. A Pennsylvania swing voter who was talking about the election the other night. A swing voter in Pennsylvania. See if I can pull this up here for you to listen to and see if we can get it. I know it's you got it?
About what we needed
no,
in
we
this
don't
country.
Have it. That's right.
I think that Kamala had a very polished performance last night. But she spent
Kamala
so
Harris
much,
spent
time,
so
on
much
prep.
Time on prep.
I think Trump spent that time out there it? With people out well, there learning about what we needed in this country. I think that Kamala had a very polished performance last night, but she spent so much time on prep. I think Trump spent that time out there with people out there learning about what we needed in this country.
See that? See that? So, yeah, the polished thing, this is what I was saying earlier to you, the polished thing does not translate into success. Kamala Harris did not win the election because Kamala Harris did not persuade undecided voters. So, therefore, you cannot give her the win because it wasn't a win, bottom line. Tomorrow night, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon. I'm excited about it. If you missed my interview earlier in the show today that I did with Vinny, the owner of Angelo's Pizza, what a great guy, man. It was so fun to talk to him. Just a real down-to-earth guy with his gold chain and his Trump Forever shirt on. And I asked him, I said to him, you know, are you good, you know, like in Philadelphia wearing that shirt? He goes, I don't care. You know, it's just me. It's just me. This is who I am. And he had his message for Trump. You know, it was great. Good stuff.
In the dough.
All right, what do you want to say to President Trump? He's going to see
you. Trump, I love you, buddy. I love you. And keep on fighting.
Love it.
All right, see you at 3 o'clock on Talk Radio 12.
Yeah, but you know what he also said, though? He said you could try pineapple on a pizza. You cannot. It's a disgrazia, but he doesn't serve it at Angelo's, thank God. All right, have a great weekend. Listen, speaking of food, NJ Diet's going to help you lose some serious weight. 20 to 40-plus pounds, guaranteed in only 40 days. Do you know that before the election, you could be 40 pounds lighter? Just think about that. Reach out to my man, Dr. T. He's going to help you. Guaranteed, no shots, no hormones, no nonsense. It's real weight loss, guaranteed, contractually guaranteed, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. And NJ Diet works. I know so many people who've done it, and they've all said the same thing. Rich, it worked for me. I lost the weight, and I've kept the weight off. All you got to do is go to njdiet.com or 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. You lose the weight, you'll feel great. You'll look better than ever. And it's healthy to lose weight, too. But you don't want to do the shots. No, you don't want to do that because there's all kinds of side effects with that. You got to take them the rest of your life. Plus, NJ Diet works faster. So by the time Election Day comes, you will look and feel your best, guaranteed. 855-5-NJ-DIET or njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.